for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. It's almost a year ago that my daughter Annabelle and I were in the land of the Holy One on a pilgrimage with Bishop Shane and nearly 30 other pilgrims from across our diocese. The picture on the screen is one that we took, a view from the Wadi Kelt, a gorge running between Jerusalem and Jericho. And this is the wilderness of Jesus and John the Baptist. We hiked up the Wadi Kelt on our first full day of the pilgrimage. Bishop Shane was infinitely wise in the way that he structured our time on the pilgrimage. We had this desert experience before we made our way to Jerusalem. That time in the desert, the vast emptiness, the wind, the quiet, it made space in us to experience all the energy and emotion of Jerusalem. And after our time in Jerusalem, we ended the pilgrimage in Galilee, soaking in the presence of the risen Christ in that place. There is a pattern and a rhythm in our lectionary and in our liturgical year. As many of you know, our church year begins not in January, but in Advent, with 4 weeks of expectation that lead us to Christmas and the Incarnation, that blessed moment when God comes to be with us in Jesus. Then it's Epiphany, a season of revelations of God. We ended that season of Epiphany on a mountaintop with the Transfiguration last week. And now we enter into the season of Lent, moving toward Jesus' suffering and death. On this side of the resurrection, we know that this suffering and death is not the end. There is transformation in that suffering and in the crucifixion. There is resurrection. The world is infused with the risen Christ. There is the Spirit at Pentecost, and the season after Pentecost takes us through Jesus' earthly ministry, bringing us back to Advent again. We are meant to notice this pattern. We're meant to notice this rhythm. We're meant to feel it. Just as Annabelle and I began our pilgrimage in the desert, we begin our Lenten journey each year in the wilderness. We're in year B in our 3-year lectionary, which means that we hear of Jesus' wilderness experience from Mark's gospel. In years A and C, we hear from Matthew and Luke. Mark offers us a particular entryway into this wilderness time. The way it begins was important for Jesus, and it's important for us. We've just heard that Jesus was baptized and that he came up out of the water and saw the heavens torn apart. He saw the Spirit descending like a dove, and he heard God's voice telling him, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Then we heard that the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. Jesus made his way into the desert with his hair still wet, and with God's words of love and affirmation echoing in his ears. Those words of belovedness are for all of us. To borrow the title of one of Jan Richardson's blessings, beloved is where we begin. We are all invited into the wilderness, remembering the waters of our baptism, and with God's words of love and affirmation for each of us, echoing in our hearts and souls and minds. Frederick Buechner says this about the purpose and meaning of Lent. In many cultures, there is an ancient custom of giving a tenth of each year's income to some holy use. For Christians, to observe the 40 days of Lent is to do the same thing with roughly a tenth of each year's days. After being baptized by John in the River Jordan, Jesus went off alone into the wilderness where he spent 40 days asking himself the question, what it meant to be Jesus. During Lent, Christians are supposed to ask one way or another what it means to be themselves. Each Lent, we are invited into intentional practices such as fasting and almsgiving. We're invited to think about penitence and repentance. Fasting and almsgiving and penitence and repentance aren't empty actions. These actions are not about proving ourselves to God or to others. We do these things to strip away the things that get in the way of accepting and flourishing in the relationship of being known and loved by God. We do these things to make space in our hearts and minds and souls, to let go of fear and doubt, and to ground ourselves in trusting God. We do these things to help us to get to know ourselves. Our passage from Genesis shows us not a distant God, but a God of covenant and promise. God with us, for us. We hear in the first letter of Peter that Christ suffered to bring us to God. This is a drawing into relationship. Being beloved by God is relational. The Spirit drives Jesus into the desert where he is tested. But in that testing, he is not alone. We hear that angels waited on him. This too is relational. After John is arrested, Jesus makes his way to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near." The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. This is not future, but present. Our relationship with God is not distant, not future, but now. There is an invitation in this for us to mark our Lenten days by making space for God, by making space to listen and see and feel God now. Now, not when we can do better, not when we have made enough changes, not when we have found a different time and space and place, but now. We are meant to know ourselves as beloved by God. That is where we begin. But this relationship of being loved and loving God is not meant to happen in a vacuum, in isolation. Our relationship with God is mediated, lived out in this world through relationships with others and with all of creation. We are meant, as followers of Jesus, to live our lives the way he did, in community, in friendship with the poor, the vulnerable, and the marginalized, seeking healing and wholeness for all of creation, and choosing the power of love over love of power. Lent is a time for us to ask what it means to be ourselves in relationship with God and others in this world. What does that look like? Lent is a time for us to ask ourselves, what are we becoming? What are we failing to become? Several years ago now, at a diocesan synod, our guest speaker, Richard Lesueur, offered four rules of the desert as a way of thinking about being the church. I go so far as to say that they offer us a way to get to know ourselves and to be our best selves on this life's journey. These rules are: don't go alone. Take only what you can carry. Expect anxiety. The challenge is to stay. And wait for the Lord. Don't go alone. We are made for relationship and for community. We are not meant to go through this life alone. We can find that community in different places, but I certainly give thanks every day for this community here at Ascension. Take only what you can carry. We can't carry the burdens of guilt and shame and anger and hostility and resentment and carry the good news of God's love. We've got to put something down. And Jesus invites us to put down our burdens. God invites us to know ourselves as beloved, no matter what. Expect anxiety. This work of getting to know ourselves and how we are to be in this world. This work of being God's good news in the midst of suffering and chaos, in the midst of brokenness. It's hard work. We're not wrong to feel anxious, but we need to remember that God is with us, loving us in all of it. And the last rule, wait for the Lord. I sometimes struggle with the idea of waiting as being too passive. But when we wait for the Lord, we are not standing still, waiting for God's love and presence to arrive. We are waiting to feel that presence, waiting to hear a whisper on our way through the struggles and anxiety and chaos of this world in all its brokenness. We are entering a wilderness time together as we begin this season of Lent. We are entering a time of listening and making space. I invite you to ask yourself this Lent, what am I becoming? What am I failing to become? Remember these four rules of the desert. When you feel anxious, remember that you are not alone. God is with you, and we are with each other. Remember to take only what you can carry. Put your burdens down and carry the good news of God's love with you. Remember to wait for the Lord, not for God to arrive, not for a better time or place or a better you, but wait in stillness and quiet in this wilderness of Lent for a whisper, a feeling of God's presence with you. May you feel that presence in this place this morning. May you feel it through these Lenten days, and may it sustain you in all your days. In Jesus' name, amen.